Hussein Haqqani of the Hudson Institute and Bill Raju of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies. There is a very bright note from reading about investors in Pakistan, a troubled nation. Khan is in jail. The new government, the new elections are called. And Mr. Ambassador, quickly, Barrick Gold Corporation is looking to bring in Saudi Arabia's wealth fund as an investor in Pakistan's Reko Diq gold and copper mine. This looks extremely promising, but I'm new to this. Is it promising in your measure? Just a minute.
The Reko Diq mines definitely have a lot of gold and a lot of copper. Pakistan signed an agreement with Reko Diq, reneged on it. Now, with Barrick Gold, now after an international award against Pakistan, Pakistan renegotiated and Barrick Gold is back. They are they have the capacity and the technical know-how to be able to take out the copper and the gold. As far as investment is concerned, it's a 50-50 joint venture right now between Barrick Gold and Pakistan. What Barrick Gold is saying is that if Pakistan wants to sell part of its holding to Saudi Arabia, they will have no objection. Pakistan could do that because Pakistan needs hard currency and Saudi Arabia would obviously pay in dollars. Question is, will there be other twists and turns to this story? Because many years have gone by since the discovery of gold and copper in Reko Diq in Balochistan, and not an ounce has been produced so far.
Is this a plus for the Sharif government standing for re-election?
It is definitely a plus for the Sharif government and his party. They were the ones who negotiated the original deal. It was after them that the deal was reneged upon. And in a way, they have taken the right decision in terms of make a decision that makes economic sense. Only problem is what makes sense under one government in Pakistan is scrapped by another. And so the question is, will the Saudis put such a large amount of money without guarantees that there will be no revisions to the agreement and the contract that is signed with Pakistan? And if that happens, it will be good around, good all around.
Bill, I'm looking for positive news about ISIS. It's another one is gone, Bill. Why does ISIS keep losing its top job?
Yeah, so I think one of the strengths of the Islamic State since it burst on the scene in 2013, 14, remember, it was an offshoot of Al-Qaeda. Al-Qaeda expelled it because it's a leadership dispute. So the Islamic State demands that everyone swear that it, you know, all jihadists swear allegiance to its emir. And its emir has to be a member of the Qureshi clan based in a tribe based in Iraq, Syria. So it's grounded its leadership in a locality that is under a lot of pressure from the Syrian government, from its allies, the Iranians, the Russians, the Shia militias, even the Turks. So they're confined basically in several provinces within Syria at this point, as well as in Iraq. They've gone through four leaders since 2019, three of them in the last 18 months. So being the emir or the caliph of the Islamic State, it's a very dangerous position because they're confined geographically. Al-Qaeda, in some sense, confined its sense geographically in Afghanistan and Pakistan. But we have to remember it dispersed some of its key leadership positions in other regions. Some of its potential leaders or successors, one of them is in the leader of Al-Qaeda's Al-Shabaab in Somalia, the leader of the Al-Qaeda in the Islamic Maghreb in Africa also as well. They're in the chain of command, but the Islamic State doesn't have this luxury because of the way it established its leadership and the way that it has to pick its new leaders. Now, the Islamic State is making some efforts to get past these problems. And it's devolving some. This is according to the United Nations sanctions and monitoring team, analytical support sanctions and monitoring team. They have something called their general director of the provinces, and he's been getting more and more authority to organize and promote people within the group and decide its strategy and tactics and keep the various provinces or branches in communication and coordination. But the fact is that, you know, look, it's bad press.
Right.
It looks really bad when you're cycling through a leader every 6 months.
Bill Raggio, Hussein Haqqani. I'm John.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.